Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I'm with you always, to the end of the age." The gospel is also a new beginning. It's a continuation where Jesus Christ, he comes to his disciples and he makes the agenda. He is with them and he has all authority, and he embraces them and us who are baptized into his kingdom to live with him. He embraces us and is present in our lives to the end of our lives. The first point in this text is the background. It's about the disciples and their situation. And first, the Matthew, he says in the Gospel, "But the 11 went to Galilee." This "but," however, relates to what was told just before our text. And there it was told that a rumor was spread among the Jews that Jesus, he was not risen, but somebody, his disciples, they had stolen his body so that people could believe that he lived. We also have different rumors about Christianity in our time. And those rumors, they can be very heavy and very difficult for us as Christians. There is also a rumor that we are weak, that Christians are weak, and that our Lord, he was so weak that he had to die on the cross. But that's a true rumor. And that rumor we should also confirm. We should say to people with whom we live and work, "Yes, I'm a weak person." Christianity is a weak religion, so weak that we are sinners and that God himself, he died for our sins. And then we have given them the gospel. That is Christianity. And then the disciples, they went to a place in Galilee where Jesus had told them to go. And that's how we also should live our Christianity, our faith. We should assemble where God, he told us that he would be present. And he promised that he would be present where we listen to the word, the gospel, and where we use the holy baptism and the Lord's Supper. So he is present through those means. And then we are told that some, they adored him. They fell down on their head and gave him praise. But others, they doubted. And there is a parallel text in Matthew chapter 14 where the same two words are used by Matthew. That's when Peter, he went on the waves and said to Jesus, "Tell me and I'll come to you." And then he doubted. And that's the same word as used here. But some doubted. And that's also what happens in our congregation and with me and with you. We live also in doubt and in uncertainty. But Jesus is with us. So we could just go on the waves and do whatever he calls us to do and trust that he will be with us. And then we also adore him. We also give him praise. We also say to Jesus, "You are with us, Jesus. Amen." And the second point was, who is Jesus and what is his agenda for us? And he tells us that he has all authority. It has been given to him. We know that he had this authority because he was present at creation. And in him and through him, everything is made. Everything which exists has its existence from Jesus Christ, who is the eternal Son of God. So he had and he has this authority, this power forever. But then he became human. He became a man, and then he was given this authority also as a human being. So he could walk on the water, on the sea. He had power to heal and to raise from the dead. He was given this power. And he also was given power over the sins of people, because he gave himself into death for our sins. That's how he manages to forgive us, because he gave himself as a sacrifice. So therefore he has been given authority over all people. And then he tells us, go therefore ye and baptize and teach. Baptize. In the New Testament we are told that baptism leads to forgiveness of sins. Peter said on Pentecost Day, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And baptism also unites with Jesus. You were buried with him in baptism, and you also were raised with him through the faith of God's power when he raised Jesus from the dead. So in baptism, we are united with Jesus Christ, and we belong to him. It's a covenant. He takes care of us. So we should use this means of grace in our mission in Denmark and share it and baptize people to the forgiveness of sins. And then, secondly, teach them everything what Jesus he taught, so that they could cling to it, hold fast to it. He doesn't say that teach them to do things, but he says to obey, to hold fast to. That's also faith. A Christian could not keep the commandments as he should, but he could cling to the message of salvation. And that's what we should be taught through all our life, and then we will keep our saving faith. And behold, I'm with you always, Jesus says to us. So with this promise, we could go forward now. It's not the end, it's the beginning, a new beginning. Jesus is with us in the coming days, and he will bless our mission also here in Denmark. Amen.